for a second about the nudity in the film. Was that scary for you as an actor to do?
Well, the script called for it. It's an important part of Detective Crashmore's journey. What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every cock on the planet. I've seen everyone naked.
So you've seen everyone naked?
Yeah. See if they got tattoos. They do, they get no gift.
It's if you get a tattoo, you don't get anything for Christmas?
Not that year. You think getting a tattoo is good? No. Getting a tattoo is not good. I don't care about it, but it's not good behavior.
You know, a tortoise's penis looks like a gramophone and it vomits milk. If you think I'm kidding.
Look it up.
You idiots don't take me seriously. I said the fucking Cameron Diaz movie and they were just like,
I don't know if that's a real thing.
Oh, no. I knew it was real. I just didn't know the name of it because I definitely haven't watched it.
Let me tell you, I have. It's terrible, Rory. It's right up your alley.
It's too bad.
It's Javier Bardem doing too much and Brad Pitt doing too little.
Really? Wow, what a star-studded cast.
Doing all the stars were
doing
there.
Weird things we've already discussed.
Yep, it's been that...
So turtles, Lila and Gunner.
They're just like us.
I just feel like that's the way out, right? Like if I knew someone in my family was going to name someone something I didn't like, I would try to find out some kind of pet they didn't like.
If you didn't like it? You do this to them?
Yeah, why not? That's how you get them psychologically.
Well, do it to fuck them. You don't like the name, Rory. That's a subjective thing.
My name is Gunner, right? And you name yourself like, I don't know. I don't have any problem
You're
with that
monster.
Name.
Monster.
But if like I did have a problem with the name, then I would like, you know, get like a Gila monster or something. Like
I agree.
Some kind of lizard and then like bring it over all the time. No. You're going to give Gunner kisses. Ha 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 ha. Like try to, you know, traumatize. Oh, no, I dropped him. He's gone. He loves to hide in cabinets.
The kids are probably glad they saw this.
Yeah.
Anyway, have fun sleeping tonight.
Yeah.
I think you got it. You do have an obligation to save them from a bad name. If it's like Daenerys or Saddam, you have to.
I think that's
pump
the
brakes on them.
Is no name is really a wrong name. I mean, there's tons. Of, you know, you want to name your kid Mary? Go ahead.
It's very boring.
It's whatever. I don't have a problem with it, though.
It's terrible.
But if someone ends up being like, I'm naming my kid, it's a good example, like Daenerys.
Lot of Daenerys's and a lot of Khaleesi's, dude. The data is out there.
Really? People are naming their kids Khaleesi?
Khaleesi. Yep. I'll go out on a limb and say it's white women. Yep. White women are naming their kids Khaleesi like hotcakes.
That's like something you got to deal with. And it's funny, actually, if you've been keeping up with South Park, where... they talk about Tolkien's name.
Oh, yeah.
But I like the part where he's like, no, it's just a bunch of jive dragon shit. He doesn't care. Like, I feel like that's what you're prepping your kids for if you name them after some popular thing.
I mean...
if you're going to name your kids something weird, name them after, like, Willow. Like, something... Oh, this is my daughter, Gaia.
I'm trying to think of another franchise with a tremendous child name.
Turl. This is my son, John Goodboy Tyler.
I bet there are a lot of Hermiones up there.
Oh, of course.
There's got to be.
You got to give that some time. Like, if our grandkids, you know, get read Harry Potter to them because, you know, the questionable content of J.K. Rowling's tweets are set aside. And... they just get on that, like, I'm going to read you a fun story.
It's called Harry Potter and the Half-Man.
Yeah. And now in this chapter, you can see from the illustration drawing, Hermione is definitely not black. Now, let's read.
And she's also like, wow, not Grandma. Trans. I cannot stress that to you enough.
This is happening in the Deep South. Or let's be honest, some parts of Maine. We New England's
you get up
too.
North there, yeah.
You take three lefts and you get into you got a pretty mouth territory pretty quick. What were we talking about? Yeah, so like if one of those kids is reading Harry Potter and they grow up and are like, what'd be a fun name? Nobody gives a fuck about Harry Potter anymore. J.K. Rowling is dust in the ground and her kids have squandered all of the money on like lawyers for drunk driving allegations, and you decide to name your kid Hermione, then cool. Now seems a little soon.
Now's a little soon. I will say, though, Hermione, J.K. Rowling doesn't own the patent on Hermione like George R.R. Martin does on Daenerys. You know what I mean? Sure. Hermione's a name that's been around. You have plausible deniability in choosing Hermione. You just can't be some white woman naming your kid Cho Harry, Chang.
Harry, what?
It's got to.
These children are very upset at us. Come along now, Hermione.
Grow up, Count Chocolate. What are you going to name your fat yeah. son Flounder? Come on.
I feel like, yeah. It's tough, though. You have less deniability the closer you get to Disney, I think.
Sure.
That's the problem. Like, that's, you know.
Moana? You can't be. No white women can be naming their kids Moana, but I bet they're doing it. But they're doing it like hotcakes.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like that's the thing, though. Closer you get to Disney names, the less. I mean, the more likely someone is to call you out for it.
I have another question for you.
What's that?
Does Disney technically fall under the purview of the Skimbo bingo card? I do not remember.
I don't know.
I'm going to take a look at the card.
Oh, yeah.
We
had somebody make a bingo card.
With somebody named Emily.
Yeah.
She'd be very...
Friend of the pot, Emily.
She needs to get full credit for this because it's glorious.
Might scream otherwise.
Ah! Yeah, you can see the exact moment her heart broke inside her chest. It's wonderfully done. And I would say accurate. I think a couple categories are in dispute, maybe, but we can get to that.
Are we going to pick this thing apart now? Is that what we're about to do?
I think Emily knew when she sent this that it would both be appreciated and fodder. Because anytime you interact with us, I don't know why you're hoping for a good outcome. We're going to ruin whatever it is that you wanted to give us out of the kindness of your heart.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's kind of our whole MO.
These flowers taste like shit.
Oh, they gave me such bad diarrhea.
Who gives people flowers to eat? You weren't supposed to eat them. Well, you're supposed to say that. You brought a card along with it. Why didn't you say that in the card? The flowers. The card. So go ahead.
All right. Let's look at this thing. The Skimbo Lounge bingo card. You want to start at the top left corner?
Yeah. Like read it like a book.
Okay. Well, obviously, there's a free space. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a free space in the middle.
Yeah, it's right in the middle.
It's nice. And you'll be seeing this on the Instagram. We will be posting this in advance of this episode, but what the hell? We want you to listen to it, too. We got nothing better to do, and neither do you. That's why you listen to this show.
You can use this long after this bit has been forgotten. You bring it up every now and then, and you're like, hey, guess what? Hanging out, solo drinking. Every time you hit, if you hit bingo, then, make your own card, obviously.
Sure.
But that's just, there's a lot of drinking in there, probably.
You know what I feel like we should revisit sometime? The Skimbo Power Hour. That was a great episode. And I know I'm the guy that doesn't drink, but I would drink for that.
Oh, we might have to rally the crew for that one.
I think we just might. Rory, coincidentally, you would have checked that off on your bingo card because it says Tanner Visits is one of them. A Tanner soda.
Well, go ahead. Read them. Go on.
Anytime one of us says, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Or exactly correct.
Yeah, that's the, I was like, that is exactly correct.
If Marvel comes up, if Star Trek TNG comes up, if it just says Mitch, that's very broad.
Well, that's a lot. And again, this is you're trying to get bingo before the episode ends, I assume, or as fast as possible.
You're
playing with other people because obviously our listeners have friends.
Sure. Sure they do, Rory. Of course they do.
That's why they're listening to us.
Yeah, they definitely aren't in a parasocial relationship with an ASM artist.
Oh.
Only an idiot would do that.
Not me. Okay, yes, me. Several of them.
I just want to pretend they're my girlfriend.
Isn't that one of the things in the card?
ASMR is one of the categories on the card. That is correct.
Now I wonder if that's mentioning or doing.
That's a great question, you guys.
Fuck you. All right.
What? I think it's mention or do. I think in these broader topics like Mitch, when we mention Mitch, if Mitch is on the show.
Unless you're willing to like put some more rules in the back of the card. This man's reading from a card.
If you're willing to make this game less free, then I guess go ahead and change the rules.
Yeah, put it online.
Make them more restrictive.
Make the Skimbo app. Somebody just steals it right out from under us. We've not sanctioned any of this, but they think it's a joke because we're always doing bits.
Fuck.
No one will believe us.
Fuck.
We're losing tens of dollars because, again, it's still not super popular.
Skimbo coin actually did well against all expectations. The cult thriving. and we're not a part of any of it.
Yeah. What a shame.
That's honestly the best. That has to end the podcast, right? We kill ourselves on the podcast at that point.
Oh, sure.
If this ever becomes profitable in any way and we just get screwed out of it. 100% 15-minute on-air suicide
episode.
We're not
that dumb. Just come back and listen to this later.
We are that self-destructive.
Yeah. Listen, just sign this and give us all the money. Okay.
Sounds good to me. How would you like this magic bean for your podcast?
Do I eat the bean? Yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Sure. Go for it. Let us know what happens.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Insult the listeners, which I think we've already done.
Maybe once or twice. I don't know. Would they really know if we were insulting them?
I don't know. Pretty much, they're pigs to me, as far as I understand them. Their intellect level, I try to make the material accessible to a pig. Like a pig, the animal.
Oh, that's like, why you yell so much.
Just make a noise to acknowledge that you heard a sound that I made. Mm. Like a pig.
Like a little piggy. Yeah. Like, oh, this is fun.
They're about that smart.
Like a little teacup pig.
Wee.
Like, why? Like, again, why didn't they do Babe Pig in the City with a teacup pig? I guess maybe because it would have been too small for too long.
It would have fallen through a grate or something.
Because,
yeah.
Babe is really like four or five pigs, right?
I think Babe is several pigs. Cannot confirm or deny that they were eaten on the set.
I think it's really fucked. It's like Dare to Dream. You come in and like, hey, eat Babe too. We got them all cut up. Give me some of that bacon, that Babekin.
Eating Babe 2 gave me all the strength I need to get through a day of filming with Babe 3.
Babe 2, gassy in the city.
The little teacup pig would get caught and stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want him in the city.
Oh, I don't want, yeah, you're right. I also don't want them using teacup pigs for the inhumane practices that happen on the Babe set. Think about the guy who is the old man from the general's daughter.
James Cromwell.
Played Farmer Hoggett or whatever. Think about him walking down that set and he's just like, I wonder if he's like, does he have grandchildren or was that just like?
I think he had a bank account and when they offered to put money in it. He said, sure, I'll do the pig movie.
It's just like him standing on set waiting with dead eyes looking forward. Wee, wee, everything's just screaming around him.
I still Action. Hear the pig squealing in my dreams. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm going to go back and watch that film now.
I really did have for a long time wanted to make like a dark existential version of Babe. I realize you have to be careful a little hove into fucking Animal Farm, but.
Oh, where they're all talking. I figured it was just about him trying to avoid getting slaughtered.
Oh, he's trying to avoid it, absolutely. But that's why it's a dark existential. Like, someone turns him on to that very quickly, and instead of having a plucky attitude about it, he starts to spiral.
Well, let's be honest. If Babe hadn't ended up in the city in Babe 2, he would have been murdered. He's a pig. He's not a truffle pig. What else is he there for? Right?
But that...
What else is Babe there for, guys? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Did you see them take him out into the... Now, to be fair, he may have started out with the intention of being a truffle pig, but you can't let the pigs do it. They eat him. You got to use dogs. So You can't even make the truffle pig argument for him because that dog won't hunt. No pun intended. They were going to eat Babe, you guys. Yeah,
they were going to eat Babe.
We literally have to spell it out for them.
So good thing he escaped to the city in the sequel. I'm sure there's a third one, too, but I didn't get that far into the Babe series.
I don't know about that. I think when the monkey showed up in Babe 2, they were like, we peaked.
Oh, we're going to go do some monkey spinoffs? It wasn't like that Land Before Time gold that they found with those cartoons.
What the fuck even happens in those movies? Like, the apocalypse happens in all of them, doesn't it?
Again, I don't understand how they serve. Like the first one where they're like, we need leaves. We live on leaves. Oh, geez. And they're like running around and like we can't find leaves. Eventually they find some leaves in a trunk or something because they're fighting. Some stupid shit like that. And that leads to the place where there's lots of leaves. Oh, God, they survived in this one little patch. If the dinosaurs survived, then where are they?
They're in the upcoming film Jurassic World Dominion. Or extinction.
Are they really doing more Jurassic?
They're doing a Jurassic World with the dinosaurs have integrated into society. Yeah, like you can get attacked by a Stegosaurus in the parking lot of Sears.
No, it hurts. It hurts.
Can you imagine?
Why are they doing this to us? Look, I want them to take the Planet of the Apes direction where... I mean, obviously, that's what's going to happen. This is going to run amok because for some reason we haven't learned our lesson. But each step we get a little bit closer to fucking ourselves real for like I remember Jurassic Park 3 where they like come to the mainland and everyone's freaking out about it.
Isn't it two?
It's one of them.
Like the T-Rex gets brought into like LA or some shit.
We didn't learn our lesson is what I'm saying. Like who's not screaming? Like all those characters like come back, don't they?
Which characters are we talking about? Goldblum and all those
guys?
Yeah,
doesn't Jeff Goldblum make a cameo in these movies? Where he's like, I don't understand why we're still doing this.
Yes. the dinosaurs.
So
very scary. Very scary.
So like, why is nobody listening to him anymore?
He's in the second one. The others are not. Well, the girl might have been. Laura Dern might have been. I don't know. He's in the second one. The third one is Sam Neill, Alan Parson. I don't remember the doctor's name.
Yeah, you got me. I don't know.
Sam Neill. And then
I watched
the
first Jurassic World.
Not good.
Wasn't very good. Then they came out with the second one, and I tried watching that and did not finish it.
No. Ridiculous.
Just terrible. Again, it's like, oh my God, they're like riding dinosaurs and crap. I don't know if they're actually doing that, but like, it's fucking.
Basically,
I give up.
They're basically riding dinosaurs. We're going to get there. We're going to get there in this next one.
Yeah.
Put a saddle on a dinosaur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I got an Ankylosaurus ranch.
I just don't know what you'd like. Why can't we come up with something else?
I don't know.
Come up with a story. Like we're exploring the solar system and we come across another planet and it's full of dinosaurs. And we're like, oh, man, what does this say about life in the universe? It's really weird.
But even literally do, like you said, Planet of the Apes with dinosaurs. Literally just rip off the first Planet of the Apes, but swap out dinosaurs for monkeys, and they're all wearing their little DARPA outfits.
I say.
Dr. Zaius.
And you can do a bunch of different cameos, like the dinosaurs sitcom? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like Mark Wahlberg is running, because it's still Mark Wahlberg as the...
Oh, we're doing the Burton one.
Yeah.
Oh, I went back to the beginning.
Oh, that's fine. It doesn't matter which one you really want to do.
No, I like this Wahlberg.
We're still doing Mark Wahlberg. Yeah,
I like
it. It's still going to be him. And you know, he's running through and you do that one shot from the dinosaurs. The baby's still sitting, like hasn't aged a day. Oh, that's really weird. And he runs through and maybe he shoots the dad. I don't know. Are we painting Mark Wahlberg as an anti-hero? He did beat up that man when he was younger.
He did, and he was in Four Brothers. So, I don't know. But he tags the Navy and the Army and the Air Force and everything he does. Yeah. So
he's got that, like...
Can't be all bad.
Again, this is going to be Mark Wahlberg playing himself, where he's like... going about his business. He's talking to Donnie on the phone, trying to do some shit with Wahlburgers. And the U.S. government calls him, like, Mr. Wahlberg, the U.S. government needs you. All right, I'm in. And he just comes over. And they shoot him through a wormhole. Something goes wrong. Why could they use an astronaut? Because the astronaut isn't as cool as Mark Wahlberg is.
Yeah, he doesn't fill out the suit the same way.
He's not as cut. He's not the right height. Oh, we needed someone exactly your build who gets up at 4 a.m.-ish to do his workouts. Oh, you're perfect, Mr. Wahlberg. All those hashtags. That just, it's everything we need for this mission. I can't tell you why. The scientists could explain it to you, but let's be honest, you won't understand. And so they shoot him through, and he lands. And it's, again, it's way back. It's like almost like, I don't know, what time period were they going for in those movies?
Again, I ask you, Burton or the originals?
Burton. Definitely Burton, because it's the one I have the most questions about. Are you kidding?
I think the Burton one.
Are you kidding?
If I'm understanding the implication made by the end of the film.
It's not the Wild West because they don't have guns.
Well, that's my question is.
Yeah, made by the implication in the end of the film, which is like they've got Monkey Abraham Lincoln. Everything's the same, which I hate.
But he returned to modern day as in 2001 when the movie was made, but they had space technology that sent him through a wormhole.
Yeah.
Because ostensibly, he's happy to get back to 2001, which implies that's where he came from.
Yeah.
And if that's where he came from, that means that they had the kind of technology that they had in 2001. I don't know what the fuck Tim Burton was talking about.
Wait, so maybe,
did not make sense.
Arguably, he goes through the wormhole and he goes, it's not even the same dimension that he just left. It's a different one now.
What, it's like a parallel Earth that he ends up turning into a monkey planet by martyring that guy?
I don't even know maybe it's even worse than that. Like, again, he changed the outcome of that dimension, but then he went through a wormhole. Because, again, he is on Earth, and he goes through the wormhole, ends up on Monkey Planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then he's on Monkey Planet, and then he goes through the wormhole again, and he ends up on Human Monkey Planet. And then maybe if he were to go through the wormhole again, maybe back on Human Planet.
Is it any of it a result of his actions, though, or is it just the random chance of the wormhole?
Maybe it's not a result of his actions. Maybe it's just the random chance of the wormhole.
So you're,
very
you
dark, bleak, dystopian ending. Ah, brilliant, Tim Burton. Good for you. What a thinker. How futile life is.
Let me get this straight.
I'm definitely letting him off the hook.
You believe
what?
That Tim Burton started the movie in Human Land, took him to Monkey Planet, yes. But then took him to yet a third world where yes. It seems like there were consequences to his actions in the film, but being a third universe, it couldn't possibly be.
No.
He just lucked into that sequence of
How
events.
How could that sequence That's of events most... lead to Monkey Abraham Lincoln?
Because it's cool to gussy him up in a nice suit. Duh.
Okay, so here's the question then. Either what's more plausible then? That what I said makes no sense, or that Tim Burton was seeing a specific time period for those monkeys in the majority of that movie that we saw.
And
what time period was it, Koch? Because if you can answer me that, then like what I said makes less sense.
Are you asking me if Tim Burton is a hack? Why, Rory?
I'm just like, what is that? Was it Monkey Renaissance time? Or like, where were the swords? But they were all speaking perfect English.
Paul Giamatti was cracking wise.
Ah, jeez.
Do not go in there. Shits in a trench.
I always forget about Paul Giamatti in that film. I'm going to go watch it again and hate myself.
Dude, that movie is the drizzling shits. I do not understand why it was given to Tim Burton. I do not understand why we felt the need to redo. The first Planet of the Apes movie's fine. They all immediately fall off and turn into dumb dog shit.
Just.
So why are we emulating that?
Yeah.
Tanner is pissed out there because I think he likes like the fourth one. He's going to find out I said this and he's going to pop off.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So we got that to look forward to. Mark Tanner on your bingo cards.
Oh, yes, the bingo cards. What are the...
Oh, we're so far past
that. Did we read one of this?
We read a couple.
Okay, they're there. Make your bingo cards, folks. I hope you're drinking. Or doing whatever laxatives you're taking.
Are you driving?
Somebody mentions something and you take a laxative. That sounds like a tough game to play. Bingo sounds like it would hurt.
Laxative bingo?
Yeah.
I don't like that. There was no poop on the bingo card, which there should be because every episode some kind of feces content happens.
You're just trying.
I don't like it.
You're just trying to make a card of stuff that you hope we won't talk about at all.
You make us very aware of all the topics we revisit. This is a shame bingo card.
You're all sitting there with your friends just hoping that it doesn't come up. And I'm just like, ah, yes, actually, you know, World War One, that was the sinking of the Lusitania. Fuck! And the dude just takes a little laxative chocolate. Oh, man, Todd, you suck.
Well, the latest on cryptocurrency. Fuck!
Why did I put this down? They always fucking
Jody Arias. Oh, I got you fucking two.
But that guy has the cleanest colon just inside of him. Spick and span.
Food just shoots through him like a bullet. If you stand in the way, you're going to get a fucking pretzel rod in the eye.
Good old Todd. Always ready for butt stuff. Just that kind of guy.
And as always, Todd, we thank you for your support.
Well done.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's been a weird week.
Oh yeah.
I mean, should we talk about the elephant in the room?
What's that?
My dad's fiance broke up with him.
Oh, I mean, do you want to talk about that on the podcast?
I bet the people thought I was going to say Russia.
I mean, yeah, I thought you were going to say Russia too.
Yeah, I was waiting. I was like, "Bro, say something about Russia."
No, I was like, "I'm not gonna. No, I don't want to make it political."
Yeah, no, I think I talked about it on here how my dad proposed to a woman. I mean, it's public knowledge. I can say it on the podcast. He proposed to a woman like 3 months after he met her.
It was in the papers.
it was announced. All of high society. Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Let me stop this story to tell everyone. I'm going to play this real cool. Anybody who's listening to this who thinks that they may be receiving a save the date from Jeff, friend of the pod, Jeff. Mark your card, and his fiance. If you have any reason to believe you're going to be receiving one of those sometime soon, you're going to fucking love it. You're going to be so delighted. You are in for such a treat.
Oh, yeah?
It's amazing. I got to see the preview, and I'm shitting like a dog.
Listen, if I don't get one now, I'm going to be very upset. Damn it, Jeff.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty. I can't wait for people to see it. That's a little sidebar to get everybody's butts wet for what's coming.
Well, I think you've oversold it now.
I don't think I have. I think when you see it.
And when I, yeah.
It's great stuff. It's well, top-notch bittery.
Well, yeah, nothing we can do about it now. You just set it up.
Yeah,
so.
No,
well,
pretty
done.
Much. Jeff, delay the release of those another 3 months just to make this whole thing more frustrating.
Jeff, just send them to the people that listen to our podcast.
Come on, Jeff.
Just send them.
Yeah.
Like flyers into the wind.
Yeah, please. Maybe do, is it, what is it, 10 Things I Hate About You, where they make the stack of photocopies and drop them down the hall and all the flyers go everywhere like, party tonight. Or is that not another teen movie?
I have no idea.
She just drops a stack of flyers and everyone gets the memo. Like, oh, let's go to this party.
I mean, that's pretty smart. That was definitely an angsty teen movie.
I think it had to have been.
From the late 90s, early 2000s. Maybe even the mid 2000s?
Maybe.
Wow. Probably not. Probably early. Probably
did we,
early 2000s.
Is it Cruel Intentions?
Is it?
Is it Cruel Intentions? Is it?
Is it one of the movies that were making fun of Cruel Intentions? It was a confusing time for movies. You'd make a movie, then another movie would come out to make fun of that movie, and then another movie would come out that's kind of like that first movie that was like trying to, you know, ride off the coattails of the first movie.
It's a classic The Asylum tactic.
Now we're watching remakes of those movies, and then the musical remakes of those movies.
Yeah, the Broadway play of Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
Oh, the 20-minute ballad about fingering his stepsister was really something. When you think about it, that movie was very ahead of its time. It had the two girls kissing. It had the stepsister porn stuff. You know what I mean?
Where do you think it came from?
Yeah, if I win this competition.
Somewhere out there was some person who was like, I could get into this.
I'm going to try this.
Instead of watching Cruel Intentions over and over again, they revolutionized an industry.
Dude, it the step-sibling porn thing is and like step-parent porn thing is really having its day.
I'm wondering if you were to go ahead and make a pie chart, how much of it would be represented. Just, you know.
How you figure?
It,
what do you
it
mean?
Is it like a third of all porn? Is it like a fourth of all porn? Probably not.
There's I don't
all,
think so. I think there's so
there's
much porn.
Too much porn.
So much different porn.
That's the most disgusting pie chart you've ever seen. Don't touch it with your bare hands.
Yeah. You put a black light on that.
Yeah, it is just, you can't even read it anymore.
It's fascinating to me because you know what it is, dude?
I still want to know what like the most dominant thing on that pie chart is. If it's like dominating at 5% of overall of all porn, it's this one thing.
Here's the thing. I could see 5%.
Being a massive amount, too.
Being like, BBW stepmother porn, amputee stepmother porn.
Well, because there's it depends on how specific you want to get. There's,
exactly.
There's branches,
exactly.
Branches off like a family tree.
Worlds within worlds.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. So what a wonderful species we are.
It's amazing. We take a thing that feels wrong but technically isn't illegal and turn it into a fun thing
and
to jerk off to.
Everybody right now is sitting here. Some of you guys are listening to this on your phones, and you can just look at any of what we're talking about immediately. Something came to your mind, and you can go Google that shit. You can use Google to find it.
Go ahead. They probably make fucking stepmother bestiality porn. My stepmom had sex with a horse.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure that's out. I'm sure there's literally a porn titled "My Stepmom Had Sex with a Horse."
I mean, not legal in this country, but it's out there.
Yeah, it. Where did they film Mr. Hands? That did not go well for our friend.
Somewhere where the windows were closed.
Mm-hmm. Jim, too much. As the guy's just quaking on the ground, perforated colon, dead.
Yep. What a way to die.
What a horrible way to die.
Oh, no, man. Oh, Jesus. Don't look it up. Don't do it to yourself. Let us be the worst thing in your life. Like, that's...
Please. Just trust us to ruin your day.
Yeah. Let us be the damaged people so you don't have to be.
We're like Michael Clark Duncan in The Green Mile. We take the evil so you don't have to.
Hey, Skimbo Lounge. What's goatsy? And I just... suck the evil butterflies out of you.
I saw one guy, one jar. Oh, no.
Oh, give me your hands.
Took the evil out of him. Yep. What about you? I've been throwing bits on bits on bits on you. I'm tired.
No. Yeah, I've been going. I've been rambling off over here.
Feed me. I have nothing else. I have nowhere else to go right now.
Feed you.
We're struggling. We're struggling.
We're not struggling.
The gang needs to know that we're pretty burnt out on doing this for you guys. I can't stress this enough. Please stop listening. You have no self-control. You'll keep listening.
No, it's all right.
Please
stop. We make dollars a month off this now.
We do, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It's a pretty big deal. Anyone ever is like, when are you going to stop doing that? Listen, I make dollars doing this. So why don't you fuck right off and tell me if there's someone or some business that you need sponsored, okay? Because I make, it's like what, three? It's not even $3.
There's probably like $9 sitting in the tilly right now.
Woo! Fans, I bet you it's over. I bet you it's like 12.
You might say this is a waste of time, but does your podcast get you 2 McDoubles? I think not.
Sherrod, you are a listener. I mean, that sounds fun. Actually, maybe we should start doing that.
Using the podcast money to go to McDonald's. To go
buy shitty food and then just eat it on the podcast. This is what we bought with the Skimbo funds these days. If you guys, legit, if we get to like $5 a month in subscriber money, I will 100% go buy, like, we'll buy some crappy food once a month with the money.
What, when we say crappy food, we doing franchise? We turn it into Doughboys, like doing franchise
we're
reviews?
We're talking about having $5 to spend on something that will kill you. You can't get anything good for $5. Back in the day, you couldn't get anything good for $5. Remember when candy bars were 50 cents for like that couple years that you can't quite remember when you were like in 5 or 6 and, you know, they fluoridate the water or whatever, so you can't remember shit?
Ticklish comfort of an old-fashioned mustache ride. <Isn't that> I don't, where, okay, $5, there's a lot, I would like to do that too. Listen, you guys don't have to donate every month.
No, I
don't. But if you guys all, for one time only, chipped into the kitty, we'd do something weird with the money, wouldn't we? It could be an eating thing,
just
I
enough
guess.
Money to buy a gun.
But one bullet. What happens next? Obviously, we put our heads together.
It's like you gotta line that shot up.
And that is actually a thing on the bingo card. Examples of strong male friendships.
I think you're like, wait, there's a suicide one on the card?
Our mutual suicide is a real bro thing to do.
We talk about that a lot, I guess. Wow.
Here, on the last episode
of the Skimbo,
Lounge.
Now watch as I spin the chamber of this gun.
If and when we do stop doing this sometime,
uh-huh.
Which, let's be honest, we never will.
No.
We hate ourselves.
No. Even if we're in different places, we've still found a way to be like, Sunday night, you want to just sit here and talk? Because like those are like the worst episodes, too, where it's like, oh, yeah, piece of candy. We just talk over each other for 20 minutes.
That's the thing, dude. I did this recently. If you go back to the Love is Blind episode we did with Tanner during the pandemic where we were all three of us remote.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
You ask me a question. You were like, what surprised you most about Giannina? Mm-hmm. And I just, there's a huge delay and I go, how badly I wanted to choke to death on her underwear. There is an uncomfortably long delay, and then you guys start laughing. It's just thud, thud, thud.
Yep. That's the way it goes.
It's tough. Fucking wild.
One day we'll get there. One day we'll all have fiber internet. And then everyone will do podcasts.
I just want fiber in my diet.
No, it's not like now where everybody doesn't do podcasts.
A lot of podcasts, Jeff brought this up the other night, a lot of podcasts were started during the pandemic, as a result of the board, this is our time.
Oh.
We're going to start a podcast. For some reason, all these other assholes are going to listen to us.
That's so fun.
We're fucking relevant.
We've been doing it since before it was cool.
We've been doing it legitimately since 2016, since The Closet in Texas. That's another one on the bingo card.
Oh, jeez. Are you getting close? I don't know. I don't know if you are.
These are just happening, you guys, I swear.
Someone's better tell me bingo.
Yeah, dude, we started this because I was hammering Harmontown, and I was like, Rory, you got to listen to this podcast.
And I was like, shut the fuck up. We're not friends. I don't like Harmontown, you say.
Podcast will never be anything, but this Harmontown thing is going places. Cut to 2019 when they stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Which is weird. It was the podcast that made me want to do a podcast with you.
Yeah.
I bought a Yeti and stuck it in the middle of the table between us. Forgot to switch the driver.
Yeah.
So half our episodes sound like
so many of them. We're like, why are these coming out so bad? I don't know why the audio quality is so poor. And then one day I'm just like looking at you setting up and I just see this one little thing and I'm like, you're recording out of the microphone on your computer. And you're like, what? I'm like, right there. You just got to click that thing.
Why, Rory? That's impossible.
He clicks it. The little thing says Yeti. I'm like,
Hey, at least our last two came out fine. And then there were a bunch of episodes of The Breakdown Lane, which I'm really glad we didn't stick with that rebranding.
Oh, The Breakdown Lane. I forgot that we were one time, we were a podcast for a company.
We were podcast affiliates.
Yeah.
We were the flagship podcast of a company.
For a bunch of people who I don't think liked us very much.
They really liked us in the beginning, and then I fatally pissed them off by speaking my truth.
Well, yeah, you were writing articles.
I was writing articles. They're very bad.
Oh, no, they were so much fun. And then I wrote an article making fun of someone else who wrote articles because they wrote something stupid.
They wrote something very stupid.
And then after that, I don't think we were making very many friends.
No. And then I did the Tommy Lahren fucking, I just ethered her on International Women's Day.
Tommy Lahren was making fun of International Women's Day. So you, in response, made fun of Tommy Lahren making fun of International Women's Day.
I was like, Tommy Lahren does not understand irony.
And you got yelled at for that.
I think we tell this literally on like the first or second episode back.
I think we break down our first
the rust off, yeah.
Because we were traumatized. We're like, Texas was weird for us. We didn't have a great time like friend of the pod, Jeff.
I didn't marry no woman.
Meeting people and having a wonderful life. I miss him so much.
You got three dogs? Geez. Oh, how cool. I got bit by a dog the other day.
It's fun. A woman put her cigarette out in my arm, and I was like, oh, my God.
She respects me enough to use me as her ashtray.
As she walked off, I felt some skin contact. It was the first time I touched somebody in months.
I cummed in my pants.
It all ends in crying.
I'm not proud.
What are we talking about? Yeah.
We're talking about The Breakdown Lane. Yeah. That weird, like, four-episode rebranding. That was such a weird thing.
We did more than that for them, didn't we?
I think we only did four.
We did a couple, but it was...
I have them somewhere.
Yeah, I might have them on an old Google Drive.
I have them on an old external hard drive.
I wonder what we were... That was back in the day. We're like, what's our topic? What's our topic? Fuck.
And I heavily edited them all.
Yeah.
It took hours every Sunday. You would put The Simpsons on, and I would just...
Janet Jackson!
Sit there. You're playing video games. I'm laboriously editing the podcast.
I'd be like, you don't have to put that much work. And you're like, uh-huh. Like, yep, look at Bart Simpson's doing something. Someone shoots me in Counter-Strike.
Don't have a cow, man.
Yep.
I'm just breaking. I don't know what's real and what's the podcast anymore. Sometimes I feel that way.
Well, we would sweat to death in my closet.
Fun times, man. It was good shit. I mean, you know, you look at where you started, right? And you look at where you are now.
Where we are now, hanging out in our luxurious studio. Just as big as Joe Rogan.
Yeah, man, Tom Segura is coming over later. We're going to rate women's boobies or whatever he does on his podcast. I don't know.
Put him in a closet until he cries.
We're going to make fun of the mentally challenged on TikTok or something like that. Again, I don't know what he does on his show.
Watch that video where he totally destroyed himself.
Oh, God, dude, that was awful.
Just disgusting.
That's awful. His fucking, for those who don't know.
He deserves to be famous after that.
If your knee explodes when you're going up for the layup, not even after pushing off, it like exploded in midair. He then fell backwards on his arm and broke the humerus.
Oh God.
I think that's the top bone. That's the big bone that connects to your shoulder. He fucking broke that.
He needed more milk in his diet.
Fucking imagine. Cause what is it? It's your radius and your ulna in the forearm? Yeah, your radial ulna. That's usually what you break when you break your arm. But you break your humerus, the big ass bone. That's got to hurt like fuck, dude.
Did he have some kind of deficiency? I mean, or did he just come down in just the right way? Because again, it wasn't like you said, like where he wasn't like he went up for the shot. He was like, hey, check this out kind of thing. And went and dribbled. And like he put all of his weight onto that one leg to propel himself up as one does in basketball. Except his knee was like, fuck that. I'm going out like Kyle's like ball legs in that one episode of South Park. Ping. and just shatters. Like, again, it's like everything in his knee that was supposed to work in one day was like, you're a piece of shit and we're going on strike.
You did it this time, Tom.
And they just all kill themselves at once, and he falls and just crushes himself on his arm.
Just, I would just puke and die, I think, if that happened to me. Like, no, I'm done. I'm done being alive.
Well, dude, it reminds me of back in the day, there was this one skate video. I think it might have been called, like, Welcome to Hell. And it was something like that. And people talked about it. And there's this one skateboarder in it, and he's trying to grind a rail that's in the middle of, like, a 6 or 7 set of a staircase. You know, so 7-step staircase with a hard metal rail in the middle in some city. And the fall this guy takes is so fucking bad. It's so fucking bad that the people who filmed it went, we're going to give this to an artist. They're going to do their rendition of it, and we're going to never show anybody this. Because he almost kills himself, apparently. Like, he falls.
What the fuck happens?
He just falls and just hits his face and rolls and just goes to the hospital and almost dies. Like, in just traction, just fucking kills himself almost.
Wait. Tell me again where he's falling from. What move he's trying to perform?
Oh, so he's just trying to grind a rail. Like, he, you're on a skateboard.
Yeah, you
ollie. Your trucks, which are the metal pieces below that your wheels are attached to, you're trying to put it onto the rail, and you're just trying to grind down the fucking thing. Get on the bottom, you know, hit the thing. But he's going too fast and hits the fucking thing. And when you hit a rail, like, going down, like, 7, like, you're getting some momentum. Like, that action alone is not, like, fucking, like, it's not like a Tony Hawk thing. So you're going to hit that thing and just slide the fuck down, depending on how steep it is.
And when you're coming in hot.
Well, and especially if you're a professional skater, you might have, like, you know, put some wax on it or something if it was, like, old and rusty or Lord knows. And so he's coming at it, and he fucking hits the thing and just flies the fuck down and just crushes himself in the face. And I think he just has, like spine damage.
What happened to him? Do you know?
I think he lived.
With, like, any kind of quality of life, or was he, like, all scraped up that he became?
Well, and again, I think he was okay. I think he walked. Remember that? Like, it's just the things people do on skateboards are wild. You remember that? I don't know if you know it was in the X Games. I think it was in the X Games. Remember the mega ramp? Do you ever watch that shit in the X Games?
Fleeting.
It's basically like, it was like somebody went, you know, in the Olympics when the skier does the long jump, he hits the jump and he, like, stretches out like a dick and just tries to see how far he goes. It's like somebody was like, we're going to take that starting ramp and we're going to, like, cut it in half and put a huge fucking jump in the middle. And then you're going to get air off of that jump, but you're going to hit the down slope, and then you're going to hit another huge half pipe and just get, like, 20, 30 feet in the air.
Christ.
And so skateboarders do this. Bikers, you can do whatever, but skateboarders are doing this. And so this guy, I want to say Danny Way, but I don't know if it was him, who apparently did some fucked up shit. I digress. He's going down this fucking thing. He hits the jump, does his normal trick. You know, people do crazy fucking things over it. Huge grab, whatever. Whoa. Hits the fucking ramp, goes up the half pipe, hits the lip, which is like basically just like a pipe, you know, just like a metal pipe that's there. And so hits that thing and hits it just wrong. So he's like 30 feet in the air, but he's out because, again, he hits the lip of the ramp and it kind of just propels him back a little bit. And so he's just in the air, and he just falls. He doesn't hit the downslope of the quarter pipe or anything. He just hits the bottom of the fucking ramp. Pah! Ugh. And he hits it so fucking hard, his shoes literally fly the fuck off of his body.
Dude.
And he survived, which is wild, but I can't believe he didn't die.
That's so fucked, dude. That's awful. I'm looking at the physics of that in my mind's eye, and oh my Christ.
I mean,
you
the thing
splatted fucking how many feet? Like, that's insane.
Probably in the end, 30 or 40 feet.
You shouldn't have been able to survive
and
that.
And just hit the, and again, this is like hard. This is like wood. Not particularly giving.
That's Mick Foley off the top of the cage.
Oh, yeah. It's what's that guy who just fell into the ring?
Owen Hart. Yeah.
And that whole thing where he was going to be revealed. See, I know a little bit about wrestling.
You do know a little about Owen Hart.
So you guys talk about it a lot. Didn't know enough to know his name.
We don't talk about it. I don't talk about it anymore.
Didn't know it was going to be a big reveal.
About it.
Had to grab that metal wiring, put his foot in the slip, missed the slip, fell.
What was the Caribbean? Oh, no, you trapped me. I know everything about this. It was the carabiner on his costume. He was debuting the blue blazer gimmick, where he would play a somewhat hapless superhero. The idea was that they were going to lower him into the ring in his costume, and he'd get stuck in his harness, and the Godfather was going to beat him up. Mm-hmm. But he needed a quick release. And they used a shoddy mechanism, and about like 90 feet in the air, it let go. And he hit the ropes chest first and pretty much was dead there. It just kind of took them a minute to
make sure.
Decide to call it.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Pretty bad. And they kept doing the show.
Not in great taste, Vince.
Yeah. It's what Owen would have wanted.
No, I don't think so.
I think Owen wanted to live.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he didn't want that to happen. That's real sad.
That's very sad.
The McMahons seem like monsters.
The McMahons are the devil. Yes, I will say that. I don't like talking about wrestling, but I will say that. Irrespective of wrestling, Vince McMahon is fucking Satan. If you ever see him.
All that Saudi Arabia stuff.
Ooh, the blood money. The Saudi blood money. Yeah. Firing people during a pandemic so you can make record profits for your shareholders.
So every company.
Ruthless.
Whoa.
Getting
political. Oh, that was nice. I think we got that. I heard that.
You hear my cubes?
Mm-hmm. It was like a nice little just.
I was going to ask you something else. What was it? Oh, we're talking about the injuries. Have I told the story on here about how Johnny Knoxville tore his urethra?
No.
He broke his penis?
I don't think so.
He was doing something with Matt Hoffman, I'm pretty sure.
BMX.
He was doing
Matt Hoffman's a BMX rider.
Yeah, and I think he was. Does Matt Hoffman ride dirt bikes, or is that Travis Pastrana?
I think that's Travis Pastrana.
Okay, then it was Travis Pastrana. And he was doing a dirt bike Evel Knievel tribute. And they kept practicing the jump. It was some insane jump. And Travis Pastrana was like, here's the thing, Knoxville. When you go up in the air, if you lose control, don't dump the bike until a certain point. Because if you dump it and you fall, it's just going to fall on top of you.
Yeah.
You need to like control it and then throw it at the last second. I know it sounds counterintuitive. Don't let go of the bike. Johnny Knoxville let go of the bike. And the fucking dirt bike came down right on his dick.
Ugh.
And he immediately was like, I feel like I'm pissing my pants. And then he looked and it was just blood. He just had blood coming out of his fucking dick hole. Took him to the hospital and he had to use a catheter for 3 years to prevent scarring.
My pelvis hurts.
Mm-hmm. You ever get that where you see something that looks like a gruesome injury and your balls zap?
Yes.
Oh, dude, it's the worst.
All the time. All the time where you see something like really awful and you're just like, oh, it just hurts me in my balls.
Why does it do that?
Right in the gooch area.
Yes.
You know? Oh, God.
It's like the bat signal. Your fucking taint just lights up.
Well, it's just the certain senses of the body, too. It's that same sort of, it's the same feeling you get when you get secondhand embarrassment.
Mm.
You know, people do cringy things on Instagram, for example.
Sure. TikTok.
Yeah. And you see that and you go, oh, and you feel it deep in your soul. Or that anxious feeling you get from a living, you know? It's that same feeling you got when you were younger. If you gave a fuck about school and, like, you forgot about the assignment and, like, teachers, like, coming around, like, I'm just going to collect everyone's things. And you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't do my math. Oh, fuck. And you just feel that, like, drop in the pit of your stomach, like you're just about to go over the fucking roller coaster.
Yeah.
I was a bitch when I was younger is what I'm saying, where, I, like, everyone else felt it on the roller coaster. I felt it when I didn't do my homework for teacher.
Fourth grade Rory just pulls out a gun and points at her. I didn't do my fucking homework. You're going to give me 15 minutes to do it right now, I swear. Back off. Back the fuck off.
What were we reading? Johnny Tremaine?
Yeah. Is that the one where he smelts his hand to his hand?
I don't know. I think he's gangrenous or some fucking thing. I don't know.
Doesn't Johnny Tremaine like accidentally stick his hand in like some like musket lead material?
He fucks himself up so he has to do something and he shoots the gun.
He's a draft dodger.
No.
Shot himself in the foot. No, he like fucking fused his hand into a fin or something with hot
metal. Like, that sounds like Johnny Tremaine. Tried to turn himself into a dolphin. You know, Johnny Tremaine.
Johnny Tremaine. He's
one of that old.
He's a robot and a dolphin.
It's one of those old. But I think the Hessians show up. I don't know.
You know, fucking Christopher Walken plays one. Is that Sleepy Hollow? Tim Burton? We came full circle. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want?
We can't get them all right, guys. Jesus.
For fuck's sake. If he wants to get something right, we'll talk about Marvel.
Yeah.
Market bingo card.
Market.
I don't know. Has anyone won yet? You have to reorganize your own card. Don't be an idiot and look at the one on Instagram and go, oh, go use that. Golly.
Come
you have to
with
make
your own
a
shit.
New one, dude, or everyone would win.
Or you gotta and find people to play with. Yeah. Or don't. I'm not your mom. You know? I can't tell you what to do.
You won't.
It just seems like it's more fun when you get bingo if other people there are also trying to get bingo. Or maybe you find other people who listen to the show and you guys all get a Discord together and you guys all like start at the same time and sync up. I'm having wine. I'm having meth. And like you guys can all sit and chat and have a moment.
Should we do a Discord? Discord benefits on the Patreon?
The Skimbo Discord.
Sounds like the beginning of the cult to me.
Everyone, come on, and you guys can all listen to us as we record live, muted, so you can't actually say anything. You can just listen to us as if, you know, you were listening to it regularly.
Talking to
I
you,
guess.
I guess.
Just a couple days earlier, but also really hitting us on our listens.
They're just screaming at their computer screen.
No! Somebody help me! I'm being attacked in a home invasion! And they just can't. There's nothing they can do.
Are you listening to the Skimbo Lounge?
Wow, that's incredible.
They made me the man I am today as he fucking stabs him in the head.
Give me your wallet!
Yep. Shut that dog up!
Jesus.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, you'll be missed. So that's something that everyone's got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to make a Discord. I don't have that kind of effort. I don't know, you guys. I'm going to go make like I'm going to go find like the oldest, most archaic, like team speak. If that's still up, I'll make us a channel for that. Everyone put in it's 1457 uppercase Z, lowercase T, uppercase G, lowercase H, 72. Exclamation point, and then the password is going to be Skimbo forever. That's going to be Skimbo for the number forever, all caps, ever, all undercase. And you can get into our team speak, where we'll be doing World of Warcraft raids until 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Half of the audience is going to kill themselves with me if that happens.
I got real, real quiet there, too.
You can talk all about crypto on your talkie speaky.
You can learn more about it in the Bible.
I am thirsty.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Everyone get ready for that team speak.
I guess. Get ready for it. You know what was a funny thought that I had?
No.
The other day?
I didn't. I don't
about
know
Joe Biden?
Oh.
Wouldn't it be really funny if when he was like, I'm going to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court, he nominated Lizzo? I just think that'd be like a really funny like show or something.
Okay.
Lizzo joins like the Supreme Court or something. Like I thought about that. I'm like, what if Tim Burton?
What if
Joe Biden?
No, that's what I want. I'm going to nominate a black woman and then he nominates Tim Burton.
I just think that'd be an amazing sitcom if like, he just like, I said I'd do a black woman. It was like the first black woman he saw, which was Lizzo. So she's just like, they're trying to do like landmark rulings and she's just shaking her ass at Neil Gorsuch as if to make her point.
Great.
She plays a flute solo as a dissent.
I mean,
like,
at this
right.
point, there's nothing that will surprise me anymore. Nothing's going to shock me. Do it. Let's do it, folks.
Dude, Donald Trump was president. Why can't Lizzo serve on the Supreme Court? That's all I ask.
Yeah. Why not? For life.
Do you really think she'd make worse decisions than fucking Antonin Scalia? Think about it for a minute.
Shut up. You don't want to be depressed.
Listen.
Let's talk about farts and poop. Let's talk about funny poop stuff.
You guys all love Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, let me shatter that illusion for you. Can you imagine?
Let's tell an old story about a time one of our friends hurt themselves.
Mark your bingo card.
Mark your card.
We're talking about school. Have you heard about this new Hulu movie, No Exit?
My phone literally prompted me about it. Is
it
really something I'm supposed to watch?
It's not based on Sartre, No Exit, the existential play.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh, good.
Our audience is
because
Sartre.
For a second there, I was like, wow, why would that? That hadn't crossed my mind for a second. Don't worry.
Sartre, what's that? Some kind of brand of saltine cracker? That's our audience. That's my impression of our audience.
Sartre.
It is not the Sartre play. It's not an adaptation.
Uh-huh.
It's basically like a bunch of people get snowed in at a gas station, and one of them is human trafficking a child. But you have to figure out which one it is. So it's kind of like that John Cusack movie, Identity. where it's like 13 people. Spoiler alert, they're all in some weird fat cross-eyed guy's head.
Yes.
They're all
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was about to say. So this movie is, all of these people are actually trapped inside someone's head?
I don't know. I didn't read any spoilers. The only thing I know happens in the movie, and it's the most hilarious thing. Apparently, the character is a recovering addict, so she uses cocaine as a power-up, like Popeye's spinach, and it gives her supernatural strength. I really want to watch it for that scene. I got to be honest with you. Can you imagine?
Imagine if they tried to reboot Popeye as like a dark teen angst show. It's like Popeye as a teen. Can we please write that?
You got to do the yeah, it's like Riverdale.
Tom Holland as Popeye as a teen.
Who would play Olive Oil? I guess, no.
Chuck Zendaya in there again, I guess. I don't know.
I was thinking Zendaya, but I'm like, we can do better than that.
I don't know who the kids are watching these days. So I
can Lizzo just do it?
So I threw Tom Holland in there. No.
No one's going to notice.
This super dark. Again, it's got to be a dark version of Popeye. It made me realize that Riverdale kept on even after I stopped watching it. Oh, God, it was so funny.
Dude, there's like cults and serial killers and all this shit.
You just got to watch that show going into it going, it's a comedy. And you'll have the best time ever.
Do not go into it thinking like, oh, I'll watch it for the sexy girls. Because, yeah, they're like 26.
Sure.
Characters are not.
Yeah.
You have to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard moment.
Yes, I'll totally remember that now.
They do
in
like
retrospect.
A... retrospect. You better, Rory. You're not allowed to think about the scene where they get down to their underwear and have a pom-pom fight.
That's true.
You're not allowed.
Pom-pom fight?
They did something like that, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe they made out in an episode. I don't
remember.
Pillow
fights! And what's that? What's his name?
Jughead?
Jughead. Jughead is like, you got to take me seriously. Like,
Jughead is a sex symbol.
Yeah.
I want everyone to think about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Jughead is a sex symbol.
I think that's sunk in enough. That was might have been the longest pause of quiet on this show ever.
It'd be really funny if they're like, did they just end the episode there?
Yeah. Everyone's like, well, that's it. And they're like, fuck it. I mean, yeah, we're getting there anyways.
We're getting close. We should just do a hard end on them. You know what I mean?
This is fine. Normally when we're like, yeah, we're about done, we end up rambling for another 20 minutes.
True.
I'd love to think most people are like, well, wait, right. I usually quit right when they get to that point where they start to meander and start bullshitting. And then all of a sudden we'd be like, that's fucking ridiculous. Picard, he would never have done that. That's, you know.
We did rant for 20 minutes about the DC universe last episode, didn't we? Right, yeah. At the end.
I regret nothing. Why can't they do right by that fucking franchise? Look, we're never going to get any resolution out of the dark side stuff. We're never. And by the time we do, everyone will have moved on. They need to, like, again, they've got some good, interesting ideas in there. They need to take the Flash going into the universe thing in the same way that they did with the Spider-Verse. Except instead of bringing them all to the universe, it's him going to theirs and he gets trapped. And then you reboot the whole fucking thing with new people. That's how you bring in Robert Pattinson as Batman and da-da-da-da-da.
That's a separate universe, apparently.
Well, fuck me, dude. Who's Batman? Is it...
They're doing this pick and choose thing, man, where it's like, could you theoretically bring Joaquin Phoenix's Joker into the Flashpoint continuity? They choose not to do it.
But why?
I don't know.
I mean, I get it because it would be really, really tough for him to get that skinny again. But you can make a fat Joker, whatever, in a regular size.
He's
healthy.
Eating well in the sanitarium.
Yeah, make him a healthy Joker, whatever. That's cool. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to thin down and go all crazy again.
Is it because you think that the Joker? This is
the Joker has a little bit more pathos. Is that the kind of thing
they think it's a prestige movie? So you're not gonna gussy up.
Leave it as it is in the world that it is.
You're not gonna dirty up your nice Academy Award winning DC film based on their IP. You're not gonna dirty that up with the Flash.
Well, and it's a shame because somewhere you can write that film and touch any part of the DC world that you want. And really kill it, but they never fucking will, because again, they're kind of, it's like they're scared to do that in the same way that Marvel is scared to show like real violence, you know?
Yeah, it's why the enemies are always like monsters with purple blood.
It's why Thanos turned everybody to dust, and I was like, oh my god, it's so scary.
Imagine if they just exploded very wetly.
And then like Hawkeye has that one dark moment in the second part of Infinity War. Like, oh my god, he's so angsty. I was like, isn't that really that bad? He killed this one business guy. Like, whatever, who gives a shit?
Yeah, and he like wipes his sword off, and it's like, motherfucker, there was nothing on it.
Yeah, exactly. Show him cutting that dude's head off.
You okay?
Had a little bit of phlegm there. That was gross. Show him cutting that dude's head off.
Yeah.
Right? But they can't do it. No. So in the same way they
Thanos
can't
gets
touch
his head
that.
Cut off, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler, sorry.
Yeah.
For literally the first 5 minutes of Endgame.
Yeah.
That tells you what that movie's like.
What fucking ever. Catch the fuck up. I mean, yeah, at this point, if that hasn't been spoiled at least a little bit for you.
Oh, I don't legitimately give a shit. I'm either saving you time or you wasted your own time. It's not really on me either way.
That's fair. They're fine movies, but they're not cinema. They're movies.
They're movies.
Know? They're entertainment.
They're an amusement park ride. You know what they've become now?
Fair.
Is the Marvel movies are all set up for the next Marvel movie, and I really don't fucking appreciate that.
Yes. How are we going to introduce the next character? Now we're going to get to Jon Snow in here. He's going to be somebody. Isn't that going to be fun? Maybe.
Yeah, the haunted bricklayer or some fucking lame ass S-tier or S-tier, some like B-tier character they're fucking...
Yeah. So, hey, whatever. Chuck it around. Get more stuff going. Keep your fucking franchise going. Just make the Eternals better, please. And DC is making good stuff. Like, again, we talked about earlier. Peacemaker starts off a little slow, but really ends with a lot of heart. Good show. Very much enjoyed it. Has some stuff that we criticize like everything else, but cool. You know?
I'll throw a hearty recommendation behind Peacemaker. I cannot say the same about Spider-Man... How do I get home? I'm too drunk to drive home or whatever the movie was. That like was hyped up as such a cool thing.
It was okay.
It was legitimately just set up for the multiverse.
Tobey Maguire. I always want to say Topher Grace, but Tobey Maguire. I always look at him differently after thinking, I believe he's the guy who in Hollywood ran all those card games.
He was indeed.
And apparently, like, he was a dehumanizing asshole through all of it to everybody.
I love it, dude.
Like, telling, like, there, like, the whole story is, like, it was, again, it was people, like, making millions of dollars gambling in this back room poker game. And if he thought you had done a shitty job, he'd tip you, like, 10 grand kind of a situation. That was an insult. He was just really rude to people. He, like, tried to get somebody to bark like a seal for a $10,000 chip or something.
Oh, I love it, dude.
He just did a bunch of crap like that. So now every time I see him in this like heartfelt kind of role or like a smile on his face, I'm like, you're a prick. Like secretly, deep down, you're one of those guys like don't meet your hero. Like somewhere someone was like, it's Spider-Man. And he was like, eat shit, kid. Like, that should happen.
See, that makes me like him more because I love a good sociopath.
No.
I love an honest sociopath.
No.
He can sit there and be like, cheaper Spider-Man, I better sit with great power comes great responsibility. And then he just fucking berates a cocktail waitress.
I think you should kill yourself. that's my impression of Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, if I wanted room temperature shrimp puffs, I definitely would have called you because you're a fucking moron. He just flips the tray over.
Yeah, just a real asshole apparently. Bums me out.
Now get me a mochaccini. It's not a thing, but invent it.
Yeah. Once again, it's like why I'd never really want to meet Jim Carrey or even Drew Carey. You don't meet your heroes.
Oh, you'd love to meet Drew.
Yeah. Drew Carey would probably be a delight. Let's
hang out making buzz beer with Drew Carey all day.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, okay. Well, you're surprisingly down to earth, Drew Carey.
Yeah, I really don't do much.
Yeah.
Just kind of sit here.
Hang out and watch TV for 7 hours with Drew Carey.
That's your dream.
Yeah.
Drew Carey, you ever play Counter-Strike? No, I pretty much just sit here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I do the show and I come back. I sit.
Just very quietly in the background.
Yeah, that's the best that show ever was when they had that theme song.
Yep. I stopped watching after a while. They tried to keep it going and I stopped caring.
I think it was when Kate left and,
Kate left and they started. I remember they did one episode where like, it was like a live episode.
Did a couple of those.
They're
painfully lame.
They did one of those and I was like, I'm out. I don't care anymore.
And then like Winfred Lauder got sold to like a tech company or something, but like a proto tech, like a 2002 tech company.
Like a .com.
Something like that, where it was like, yeah, we're going to sell the clothes online now or in the digital space or something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to make the first NFTs. And Drew Carey goes, what the fuck are you talking about? Ah.
They're going to be big one day, let me tell you.
He fucks it all up.
There's like a bunch of stuff stirring in the NFT community, I guess. Some porn star like made an NFT where you like mint these, like, again, a lot of NFTs has to do with the fact that like you mint them yourselves and things like that. Apparently there's a massive rug pull. Like, her and a bunch of people pulled like $1.5 million out of the project and just ran, and it's not running anymore. Everyone's all pissed off. Like, this was a scam? I had no idea.
What?
Like, there's literally
NFTs are a scam?
But like, there's literally a story of a guy who got this porn star's NFT tattooed on his body.
What's the NFT? Do we know what the image is?
I don't know. It's just like, it's women or something. It's just chicks. Like different women.
Okay.
And you mint them like cards, like trading cards or some kind of thing like that.
Like Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, except they don't do fucking anything.
Great.
But again, pitched as an investment that will gain value over time. And then they just got what's known as a rug pull, where this person just took all of the money out of it and ran and stopped the project, more or less, and then blamed it on the fact they were getting a lot of hate from the community, which I got to tell you, the crypto community can be pretty fucking toxic.
That's what's so smart. I love a good sociopath.
Yeah.
You do a great.
Again.
I like to think Tobey Maguire might be pulling this.
Tobey Maguire coin.
Bully Maguire coin. Yeah. Everyone loves the Bully Maguire meme. Listen, shoot straight with me. Am I just a jerk, or are NFTs for stupid people at this point?
At this point?
Yes.
The idea is interesting. The application is stupid.
They're just a scam.
I mean, insofar that like art is a scam or...
Well, art is a scam.
You know, like, well, I mean, like, not to say that... Let me back that up. Art is not a scam.
Art is a scam.
Rich people buying art is a scam.
I think they knew what they were doing when they made the art. Rich people aren't the problem.
In terms of it being like a store of value, like anything else, like it's real and it's not, people are willing to give you, like, anything that people are willing to pay for has value, you know, that kind of bullshit. Like,
sure.
So in that sense, NFTs have like some kind of value, but the application of what they could do is far, far beyond people trading ugly pictures of monkeys.
How did this become a thing? That's what I want to know.
Money, 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 money. Popular became money, 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 money.
But it's owning something I can take a screenshot of.
Yeah. But you, again.
You don't own it.
Yeah, I can take a screenshot of the Mona Lisa is what they would say to you. Do you own it?
By your logic, yes, you do, I guess.
No, you don't, though. That's
the because you didn't pay money for taking picture of the Mona Lisa.
Well, like, who owns
You did pay money for a fucking lazy lion.
There's some jerk in some penthouse in New York with the original of some very awesome painting on his wall that other people have as the background of their Facebook and blah, blah, blah. That guy actually owns it. You can buy a copy or a print and hang it on your wall. It's not the real thing. In the same that I could take the copy of that NFT and put it wherever the fuck I want. It's not really mine. It's mine to look at and it's mine to use, but I don't really own it.
Well, that's postmodernism.
Yeah.
That's like putting the Mona Lisa on a coffee mug. That's postmodernism.
Yeah.
But I don't think the NFT people are doing it as a tribute to fucking postmodernism.
No, they're not. They're doing it because
they're tricking themselves.
Money. It's a money thing. It's a money thing insofar as what makes this one artist more valuable over another. The fact that people with a lot of money are willing to pay a lot of money for said art. That's literally it. There's somebody out there going, this is a fucking ugly monkey. And then some fucking nerd comes along and looks at the whole collection of ugly monkeys and goes, this is what makes this one more unique than the other ones. And I can prove it based on this fucking math of, look at, these are the amount of these ugly monkeys wearing a hat. Here's the amount of them wearing sunglasses. Here's the amount of them with a fucking gold chain on their arm. And here's the amount of them with like these little accessories and stupid fucking things.
This one's a proud boy.
Yeah. And look at this one has a weird background and the other ones don't have that. So this one's way more valuable than the other ones. And some lucky prick bought that thing for one Ethereum, which is like $2,000. And someone shows up and goes, I will give you 105 Ethereum for your ugly monkey with this fun gold watch. And the person goes, holy fuck, why the fuck wouldn't I give this dude 105 Ethereum? And in the market, he has now established the value of that stupid, ugly monkey for 105 Ethereum. And everyone goes, holy fuck, My Ugly Monkey also has a wristwatch. Somebody goes, oh, buy that one for 50th Theorem. Jesus Christ. And then that guy sells for 50th Theorem and it's established the value of that one. And it goes on like a cascade because that's how the market works now. It's not tied to anything and it sounds fucking crazy.
None of it's real.
Because it is real in the way that it's all crazy.
Nothing is real. It's Matrix money.
Well, it's tied in the sense that it's tied to money and that makes it real. And other than that, it's as real as you make it. Like the money is real. And insofar because of that, it's real. Like one day it will all be fucking worthless because one day somebody's going to sit there and go, yeah, I bought this thing for 120. And somebody goes, this is stupid. And we all realize and agree together as a community that this is stupid. I'll give you 50 for it. And then that guy will take the loss until eventually everybody ends up slowly taking bleeds until it's all worthless.
Well, they should get together and go, yeah, this is fucking stupid. And they should stop doing it
because
it's a tremendously stupid idea.
So have you ever heard of
fuck NFTs?
Have you heard of CryptoPunks?
Of course, I hang out with you.
It's the JPEG one that was on the Bitcoin. I think it was, I don't know if it was on Bitcoin or Ethereum, but it was like the first NFT. Those are stupid valuable, you know? So everybody now looks at these projects and goes, I need to buy these lest they be that. And that's how the bull market works in a stupid way, like in, you know, an overly simplistic way. But
it's just nothing you can touch, nothing you can use.
Well, so I like it in the sense of it'd be really fun in video games. If there wasn't a process where I went, I have this fun sticker here, and in order to mint, quote, this sticker to bring it into reality, quote unquote, in the world, I have to mint it, which costs money. You know what I mean? To mint it costs 0.01 Ethereum. And when depending on the market, that could be as much as 15, 20, 30, 40 bucks. Too much to really do that, which sucks. Say in a video game, it could be really cool where if your gear was so good in like a community thing like World of Warcraft that you wanted to be able to make money, like the rarest fucking piece of whatever, and you know that some other dude would literally pay you to get his hands on that, for you to be able to make money off of that. There's a cool concept there that also kind of like looks cool on paper, but kind of falls apart in application because we're just not really there yet. That NFTs could kind of step into the gaming world and be like, you put in all of these hours playing a game. You put in 100 hours playing a game. Wouldn't it be cool if you were so good at the game that you could do it like it was a job, like without streaming and all of the other shit where you're sitting in a hot tub? That'd be kind of interesting. You might be interested in playing a game like that, and joining a community doing that sort of thing. Or join and play casually where the money isn't really a factor. We haven't really got there because these games fucking suck right now because they're all about making money. And joining, you have to make money. Or you have to stake to the community, which means buying 150 butt tokens and throwing them into a pool so that you can generate these fun things that make you be able to play the game. And everyone sits there and goes, why the fuck would I want to do all of this? And then they explain to you in the end of the day that if you do it right, you might make $50 a month. And you go, oh, okay. And that'll generate and keep a market having value because people will play it and run through grinds they would otherwise do in other video games because this one has money attached to it. Hopefully we'll get beyond that shit because right now you're right. It's fucking stupid.
I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but this is absolutely the episode where I kill myself.
Well, I don't know. Again, we did what we said. We'd probably end it. And then
We did what we said. I sat there and listened to you give me the most eloquent argument ever for why I need to kill myself.
I mean, that's the spirit. Well, at least we got that to look forward to. I got the gun over here in my closet.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Now, what would be funny is if sometime in the future we just cut an episode off like at a random point and then don't do an episode for 2 weeks. See who comes out of the woodwork. With supportive comments.
I'd finally start getting some texts. That'd be nice. Hey, guys, just checking. Ha, ha, ha. And you wait like 3 days to answer those texts. Ha, please send money to, and then give them a Bitcoin address.
Hi, this is Rory's mom. I don't know how to tell you this.
Oh, no. That's so sad. Here's a picture of his thumb.
Oh, God.
The cartel sent it to me.
Anyway, hope you're well. Tell your mom I said hi. I have nothing else to you. We've made our obligation.
Yeah. Our obligation.
Yeah. This is how we keep the subscriptions. That's right. Well, I wonder who won Skimbo Bingo. Are we giving them anything if they did?
firm pat on the butt.
A hard time, yeah.
If you won Skimbo Bingo, and you won it, I promise. A nice firm pat on the butt for you.
It's the
Everyone's like, no.
It's like NFT. No. We're not actually patting you on the butt, but you can pretend that we did.
No, I'm patting you on the butt.
Okay.
I'm getting a note from HR.
Get ready, Andy. You're getting pat on the butt.
Yeah.
Rory's coming up there.
I see you at enough shows.
Yeah. If anyone's going to win, it's going to be him or Emily. Because they're the only two people that are statistically likely to play.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to be like, fuck that.
And friend of the pod, Andy, he'd be like, yeah, okay. And Emily probably like, no, I'm good. I'm like, all right, that's fair.
Smack my own butt then. Makes me feel better. I don't know. You have anything else you want to plug besides the butt smacking?
No. Yeah, no.
That's also a bingo category, baby. Someone just won. So until next time, thank you. Go fuck yourselves and goodbye.